all of these documents were written by Zee Charnot in 1981. The first one is addressed to Profta Engineering Corporation and the Lennox Institute for Research regarding patent rights, written Saturday, October the 3rd, 1981, at 10:05 a.m. Because the concept of the rolling diaphragm, the hyperbolic valve, the Rollamite flow meter, the continuous flow positive displacement pump were all formulated before any association with Profta Engineering Corporation or Lennox Institute for Research, only a sole and exclusive license in the field of water clarification and purification can be offered, with all other applications reserved, but subject to specific negotiation with Profta. It can easily be proven that these concepts were formulated prior to any association with Profta, but they indeed were applied to other fields of interest than water clarification and purification. The sole and exclusive licenses will be granted in exchange for paying for all patent prosecution costs, which shall be credited against future royalties at the rate of 2.25% of the manufacturer's invoice price. The right to sublicenses in the specified field of interest is granted. Similarly, the hydraulic sonic generator, as a system with the components of any or all of the four stated ingredient concepts, can also be the subject of sole and exclusive licenses. All concepts relating to air dissolution and entrainment are subject to the terms specified in the letter submitted Friday, October the 2nd, 1981, by Crofta to EarthLab Intellectual EarthLab Vital Environments. This is a second document. Outstanding projects, work assignments, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D. Week ending Friday, October the 9th, 1981. Listing last assigned first. 1. Air dissolving. Laminated papers. Memo dated September the 29th, 1981. Number 2. Modification of air dissolving tester. Personal instructions dated Friday, September the 25th, 1981. Number 3. Air dissolution tube. Files transmitted from Dr. Wang. Tuesday, September the 22nd, 1981. Number 4. Hydraulic sonic generator. Project agreed upon during meeting Thursday, September the 17th, 1981. Number 5. Vacuum sonic distillation. Object of meeting same day as number 4. Status. At the meeting ending at 5 o'clock p.m., Friday, October the 2nd, 1981, all efforts were to be focused upon two of the above five, with principal efforts on the last assignment. 1. Air dissolving, laminated papers. Surface tension measurements and their meaning are the focus of the efforts for the week ending. The other principal efforts involve the testing for the effects of titanium dioxide, bentonite clay, defoamers, and surfactants upon the volume of dissolved and entrained air and the ability to retain the dissolved and entrained air. See the appendix to the summary. This is a confidential paper by the EarthLab Group, Zee Charnot, written Tuesday, October the 13th, 1981. The proposal is to Profta Engineering Corporation and Lennox Institute for Research, Inc. Recitations. The EarthLab Group consists of EarthLab Vital Environmental Systems Limited, P. Canada. Earth Lab Intellectual Properties, NV, Dutch Antilles. Earth Lab International, BV, Holland. Management Group International, Inc., Panama. Devatron Limited, Scotland. Earth Lab Holdings, NV, Dutch Antilles. Earth Lab Limited, Isle of Man, which shall collectively hereinafter be called Earth Lab. Earth Lab holds certain patents, patent applications, design patents, copyrights, know-how, intellectual properties in general, two of which in particular, the vacuum sonic distillation system and a hydraulic sonic generator using the electroviscous effect are of interest to Crofta. Earth Lab proposes to Crofta to exchange sole and exclusive licenses in these two subjects, in specific territories to be named, in exchange for certain considerations and subject to certain conditions. Considerations: Earth Lab is to receive an option to buy a minority stock position in Crofta, valid for 24 months, subject to renewal and dependent upon certain performance criteria. This is in lieu of any and all royalty considerations. Alternatively, Earth Lab is to receive 45% of any or all royalties Crofta gains if all sales are through others who pay Crofta royalties. Otherwise, royalties are 45% of 5.25% of Crofta's invoice price. Earth Lab, on its own premises with its own facilities, is to construct a model of the curtate spiral hypocycloid C-SHYC impeller and test it. If it proves to provide a significantly better pressure differential than any or all other known impellers, Crofta is to extend an original sum of $5,000 for development of this impeller to an added $50,000. Dr. Milos Crofta is to be the sole judge of this performance. The $5,000 is to be paid $1,666.66 upon commencement, $1,666.67 6 weeks following commencement, and upon Crofta receiving both a photographic and written report of progress, with the balance of $1,666.67 to be paid upon completion and testing. Earth Lab is then to next demonstrate two other elements of the vacuum sonic distillation system, the sonic levers and their effect, and the power heat pipe condensation system. The funds for these demonstrations are to be negotiated. Each of these two must meet the claims of performance of Earth Lab as further conditions of the consideration. Earth Lab is to construct a hydraulic sonic generator for Crofta, including one extra fill of the electroviscous hydraulic fluid for a sum of $9,700 U.S. funds. A quotation on delivery is to follow this proposal, specifying terms of payment. Crofta has a policy of leaving fabrication of its engineering to others. Earth Lab will be pleased to bid on the construction of any or all installations in Canada or elsewhere, but shall be the sole construction source for C-ship impellers, vacuum sonic distillation systems, and hydraulic sonic generators, leaving Crofta to be the sole and exclusive marketing organization in the fields of water clarification and purification. Crofta may extend its options to other liquid clarification and purification. Earth Lab proposes to provide an off-premises consultancy. It proposes a long-term commitment to enlarge the consultancy to include administration of Lennox Institute for Research at some time in the future.